You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for both Adora Udoji and John Hockenberry. Good morning. It's Friday, September 19th. Now, a new report says that when the economy tanks, the sale of breakfast foods goes up. So we thought, as you're starting your day, we want to know, what does your breakfast plate or bowl or cup tell you or tell us about how you're doing economically, huh? What's the toast and egg indicator? What does your breakfast look like in lean times and in plenty?
Hi, this is Natasha. I'm calling from Sunnyside, Queens, and I just realized that I've gone through an entire box of cereal in the last 24 hours, and I do think that there's definitely some comfort in breakfast cereal during tough times. Maybe it's some mother's milk effect, but I just got a kick out of your program, so thank you.
Okay, a whole box. She didn't tell us what kind of cereal. Well, you can tell us what's on your plate at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us an email, mytake@thetakeaway.org. Now, this morning, global stock markets are staging major rallies after news of a possible government plan to rescue banks here from bad mortgage debt. Hong Kong's Hang Seng surged 9.6%, and at the opening of the trading day, Britain's main index jumped 8%. This comes in the wake, of course, with the troubles here with the markets all week, and I know everyone wants to know, when are the troubles from Wall Street going to hit Main Street? Well, New York Times economics writer Lou Uchitel has a suggestion. Why don't you look at your credit card statement? Lou, I don't ever want to look at my credit card statement.
Well, no one likes to look at it unless you've somehow lost the credit card for the month and not used it.
Yeah, okay. So, but if we look at it, what is it going to tell us about the trickle-down effect, if you will, of Wall Street to Main Street?
Well, what's happening is that the credit troubles on Wall Street are making lenders and the numerous debt failures are making lenders very cautious about who they lend to, and so that you have your credit card company lowering the limit that you're allowed to charge on your credit card, so that they'll be sure to be repaid. You have mortgage lenders saying, look, we're going to give you a mortgage only if you put 20% down on your house as a down payment on the house. We're not going to give you credit if you have a credit history of failing to repay loans, previous loans. And we're not going to give you credit unless you not only have a job but earned a certain amount of money. They're doing everything they can, the lenders, to limit losses in the future.
All right. And so despite the problems with credit, why is it that it looked like consumer spending rose for June and July?
No, it fell for June and July.
Oh.
Yes, it rose nominally for June and July. But if you adjust for inflation, it turns out that you actually were ending up buying fewer things than in the previous months. You're likely to have in August also a decline in purchases of by the public. What you're getting then is connecting it with credit. You can't get as much credit as you had before, and so you don't buy as much. That's one of the things. And also people are scared, just plain scared. They're not sure what's happening to their savings, invested in the stock market or invested even in CDs. They're not. They wake up every morning and they see one big bank investment bank after another, investment bank one after another failing, and they pull back themselves. So they're not getting as much credit to make purchases as before in a society that depended on credit to thrive for more than a decade. And two, they're running into a very scary situation, not unlike the oil embargo, which scared us back in the early 70s.
You know, the Associated Press is telling us this morning that the Treasury is saying that it will provide temporary guarantees for the nation's money market mutual funds. In fact, a response to that very fear-based action you've been talking about.
Exactly. I mean, as I was writing the story yesterday, the situation changed. It seemed very unlikely in the mid-afternoon that there would be any help from Congress in this short, brief session. And then before the night's over, there's talk of a bailout, of Congress authorizing the government to, in effect, buy the bad debts of the banks and thus remove their troubles from their troubled lending from their books. That's something like that happened during the Great Depression, and a minor version of it happened during the SNL crisis in the late 80s, early 90s, and now it's going to happen maybe on a large scale. This crisis is moving very quickly, and the government, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury, everybody is trying to find some way to stop it.
Okay, Lou, I have a question. You spoke so movingly about how scared people are, and I'm assuming that everyone in your life, because of what you do for a living, is calling you to say, Lou, tell me what's going on. Tell me what I should do. So what are you telling these people?
Well, not too many people are calling.
Well, okay, well, Lou, I've got your number, so I'm going to call you when the show's over. All right? I'm scared. What should I do?
Well, I'm telling people to relax a little bit. If they're on the stock market, they might take some losses for a while. Remember, the money you have in the banks is fully insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the federal government, so you run no risk of a loss of your savings in the banks, up to $100,000 in each bank. And we have a much, despite all these troubles and all the freewheeling dealings of the last 10 years, we have a much better system than we had back in the 20s and 30s to protect us from this type of crisis.
All right. Louis Uchitel, we're going to have to let you go. I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Louis Uchitel is an economics writer for the New York Times. We're going to turn now to our own Femi Okeh with the latest from the newsroom.
Thanks, Catherine. Just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Just getting this news in on the wires.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.